How's everybody doing? All right? It's great to see you all. We have an amazing year going on already. As you know, Victor has a great new album that's going to be released on Telarc Heads Up Records on April 1st. But because we love you all so much and you are so special, we are going to sell it to you tonight. Okay, and we want to thank Heads Up Records for letting us do that. So it is available back there, but check it out. I got a lot more to tell you about. Victor also has a book called The Music Lesson that is going to be made available by Penguin Publishing, and that's going to be in your local bookstore like the Barnes & Noble. It's right over there on April 1st, so you definitely want to check that out. So you're going to hear a lot of great new music tonight, and because of that, the band would ask and was very grateful if you would not videotape this evening. We would definitely appreciate that. All right, thank you. Since the year 2000, Victor has been running a thing called the Bass Nature Camp that you may have heard about. You may have checked out on the website. I know we have some past campers here. And we've been doing that at a state park right near Nashville now for about 8 years. And very, very recently, Victor and his wife have purchased 150 acres of land near Nashville where we are going to be doing the camp from now into the future. And you can help by being a part of that. We have a fundraising effort that they're doing to help us make that happen. We've got to build cabins and trails and do all kinds of work. And if you would like to be a part of that, we would welcome your contributions to the Wooten Woods. And you can see Alita at the merch table back there and say you want to make a contribution to Wooten Woods. Now check it out. If you do, if you make a $50 contribution, we're going to give you a copy of Paul Mystery. If you make a $100 contribution, we're going to give you a copy of Paul Mystery. We're going to give you a copy of Steve Bailey's new CD, Solo Solo, and a Victor Wooten Band poster. So check it out with Alita in the back of the room at the merch table, and we thank you very much for that. So get ready for the Victor Wooten Band. They'll be out in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Hey, how about it on the keyboards? Only his second time playing with us. Last night was his first. Steve Weingart. Yeah, he's coming along quite well. Well, thank you. We're just gonna play some more music for you. Watching the news, you can't help it now. I figure since we're close to D.C., I'll go ahead and say this. You know, right or wrong, there's a lot of wars and fighting going on. And the thing I notice is that the people that have money don't ever have to go fight. And I'm not here to judge whether it's right or wrong to have a war, but if money is all it takes not to have to fight, I need some more money. I'll make sure my kids got some, no. But anyway, you know, something didn't seem right about that. That you could buy your way out of things like that, you know? So we wrote a song, because what I realized is that one of these days, there's going to be something your money can't buy you out of. When you're at the end of your line, and now your time comes. Let's tell them about it, son.
What's it gonna say when time comes knocking at your door? I bet you don't know. And who you gonna pay when it's time for you to go? And your money don't hurt no more. And your money gone.
Tell you something I've been dying to say. You've been waiting for my return. The truth, I never went away.
I don't care if you believe me at all. I know who I saw, and it was God.
I said, hold on just a minute. How do I know it's really you? Well, she gave me a simple answer. She said,
don't, unless you do.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I quite understand all this. Tell me, what do you want with me? I'm not even a religious type of person. And he said,
you don't have to be.
I don't know if I'm the right person to talk to. Now, you know a few of my puzzle pieces are missing. And she said,
I speak to everyone, but not everyone chooses to listen.
Well, then tell me how to treat my enemies. I mean, the people I despise. He said, the answer will be clear when you see me in their eyes.
I don't care if you believe me at all. I know who I saw, and it was God.
Check it.
I saw God the other day.
She looked like you. He looked like me. I was a little afraid to do. Sometimes, you know, you mention God and people don't agree with what you're saying. They're ready to kill you. And I want to live a few more days. But, you know, hanging out with some friends of mine, they said, you know, I think people are ready to hear a song like this. So I said, okay, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to put it on my new CD. You know, this CD, Palm Mystery, is supposed to be like a jazz instrumental CD. But I stuck this song on it anyway. Don't kill me.
We love you, man.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. But, you know, I realized that I spoke to God that day. And you spoke to him, too. And he told me that of all the miracles ever created, the grandest one is you. And I said, now that you told me all this, what do you want me to do? And she said,
you may think it's up to me, but it's really up to you.
So now my eyes are opened, and I can clearly see that all the things I paid for in life, I could have gotten for free. And I'm going to share with you her parting words that day, and you might want to think this one through. She said, if I only had one son, then tell me, who are you? I saw God the other day. got this young man playing with us tonight for the second time. Steve's been touring the world with a lot of different people. He's actually got to leave this tour early. Who you going to play with? Simon Phillips. Been touring with the Dave Weckl Band for quite a few years. About 7 years. You're going to make it one of these days, Steve. Just keep putting, you know, keep plugging them up.
But the most important thing is that his last name starts with a W. Steve Weingart, Reggie Wooten, Sandra Williams, DeRico Watson, Anthony Wellington, Victor Wooten.
That's right. So we're gonna let him play for you a little bit, if that's all right with you. All the way from Burbank, California. The home of the rich people, right? You ain't one of them, brother. Mr. Steve Weingart. equal opportunity band. Drummer here, DeRico, kick us off on this next song from the CD. I gotta tell you about this song now. This song on it has three drummers. Three drummers on the CD, right? Three of my favorite drummers, J.D. Blair, Will Kennedy, and Baltimore's own Dennis Chambers. All in the same song, playing together. Mike Stern on guitar, Neil Evans from Soul Eye on B3. So one of my other favorite drummers, one of my newest acquaintances, Mr. DeRico Watson, is gonna have to pull triple duty tonight. So we're gonna let him kick it off so he can get warmed up and livered up a little bit. Take your time, DeRico. It ain't like Dennis Chambers is really here tonight. Yeah. Dennis ain't here, is he? Here's a song from the new CD. Tonight featuring the great DeRico Watson. This is called Left, Right, and Center.
Thank you. By Dennis Chambers, I know he's here somewhere. And I want to say, because I may not ever get the chance to say it again, Dennis, you are an icon in my book. You are one of the world's greatest drummers. You changed the face of drumming, and I'm inspired and I'm blessed and humbled to know you. That was for you.
City. What's up, everybody?
I'm gonna sing you a little song you might want to listen to.
So many things about that made me want. Now that I have, oh, tell me when will you be my son?
Sandra Williams, The Voice. The Voice. Well, this man's been a little quiet over here tonight. So I figure we might just ring the bell and let school be in session right now. Bring the teacher out front and center. He's going to solo a little bit on a song from the new CD, a song we call Seafood.
What's it mean? What's a seafood?
Well, seafood in the Chinese tradition means teacher. My teacher, your teacher.
Deep, brother. Deep.
The first Wooten brother to walk the planet. My big brother right here, Mr. Reggie Wooten!
I appreciate that, Baltimore. I want everybody to know this is my mama's favorite son, Mr. Vic Lamont Wooten. I appreciate him even letting me in. My mama's favorite.
Thank you.
the teacher Reggie Wooten. Love you all. Thank you all. Love you all. That's crazy. I can say, we do have a new CD out called Palm Mystery. And that's a pretty amazing artwork on all the posters, all the photos out there. This new CD as well as Soul Circus. A guy here from right around here in Baltimore named Steve Park, who did all the artwork. Steve back here? Oh, here he is. This is the man right here. This man is an artistic genius. He's done a lot of the famous pictures for Prince, Sheila E., St. Paul, lots of people, the new show Heroes, right? It's one of my favorite shows. All kinds of stuff. This is the man right here, he's a genius. All those fake photos in the Enquirer, National Enquirer and the Star, you did those too, right? He's a genius right here. Check out his work, Mr. Stephen Park. Another great bass player, one of my favorite bass players of all time. I know I said this in print. I said if there was one bass player that I could study with, this guy lives right around here, is a wonderful bassist, played with a lot of people. His name is Mr. Mike Pope. And Mike, I think Mike is here tonight. I want to thank you, Mike, for being here. And hopefully I'll get my lesson, plural, my lessons, sometime soon. We're going to have him down here in a few days in Nashville teaching at the Bass Nature Camp. Now, Dave told me that some of you guys were actually making some contributions to the building of the new base camp, and I really, really do appreciate that. That's a very big help. Thank you very, very much for that. Woo! I also have a new book. I don't know if Dave told you. There's a book called The Music Lesson that's coming out, re-coming out. I put it out myself, but now Penguin Publishing Company is putting it out April 1st. And instead of having chapters in this book, I call them measures. So there's a bunch of measures. And at the beginning of each measure of the book, there's actually a handwritten measure of music. And then once you read the book, you put all those measures together, you'll get this song from the new CD entitled The Lesson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for listening to that. That's in the book.
Yeah.
The music lesson. That's also on the new CD, The Lesson. And I also want to add that I mentioned people like Dennis Chambers, Mike Pope, and a lot of other great musicians. You can see a lot of those guys on a new website that a good friend of mine, Mr. Steve Bailey. Steve Bailey and I have a site called The Bass Vault, thebassvault.com. I know there were some people here earlier today that were members of The Bass Vault, because the people that joined that website for a year have access to all of our sound checks, so they came and hung out some this morning. Appreciate you guys being here. But check out that site when you get to your computer. It's www.thebassvault.com. I think you'll like it, all right? We got one more for you. We appreciate you listening to us. Thank you. I don't think we introduced our bass man up here tonight. He comes from right around these parts. He lives not too far away from here. I know a lot of his students are out there, isn't that right? That's right. A few of his students up here on stage, too. That's a guy I've learned a lot from. Been enjoying playing and being his friend for many, many years. The only guy up here shorter than me. The only black man up there.
You can't be a bass player these days unless you're short.
I know, the tall bass players, that was old school. Stanley, Willie, Alfonso Johnson. That's where we all learned from. Jocko. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna get off the mark for a second. Did anybody see that article in the newest bass player where they found Jocko's bass after all these years? Jocko's famous bass, which he reportedly lost in Central Park in New York City. Right? A guy walked up to a store in New York. I just happened to be there at that time. A guy walked up to a store in New York and said, "I bought this from Jocko 20 years ago in Central Park." To a music store, and said, "Do you want to buy it?" And so it got turned over to this music store, and I was in New York playing with Chick Corea, a cool kid. Chick is the coolest dude. All of those guys. Cool dudes. And I was up there having breakfast with Will Lee, and Will said, "You won't believe what's showing up at my house tonight." I said, "What?" He said, "Jocko's Bass of Doom." And all us bass players know what the Bass of Doom is. That's his famous bass. He recorded that first solo CD, Donna Lee, and all that stuff on that bass, right? And so I said, "One time, and he told me 6 o'clock, I said, "I will be there." So I was there, and it just so happened that Chris Jeezy from the magazine was there, Victor Bailey was there, and photographs were taken, and a big article just came out in the April issue of Bass Player magazine. That's worth reading. Check that one out. So the bass played wonderful. It played great. It really, really did. The neck was really small and thin. It was a very, very easy bass to play. And I hope something good happens with it. I really do. There's a lot of stuff going on with that Jocko estate, and I only hope the best for that bass. But I will say this, my part of it, I hope the bass gets played. That's what the bass is for. I hope it doesn't go on a museum at all. I hope his kids get to play it, because his son Felix is a wonderful bassist. I hope he gets to play it. Anyway, I'm done with that. I was glad to be there at the right time, right place at the right time. Here's one more song that features our bass player up here. We call him Flex, Anthony Wellington, right here. Here's a song for you featuring Anthony Wellington. This one on the CD is called Flex.
Thank you.
time money for it. Thank you. Let's do it again, all right? We'll see you next time. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be in this part of the world. I have lots of friends. Lots of friends in this area. And lots of amazing musicians come from this town. Of course, the great Dennis Chambers. Wonderful guitarist friend of mine, one of my magician buddies, Mr. Carl Filippiak, also comes from this town. And I could go on and on. There's a wonderful bassist, Steve Zerling, with Gary Granger, great drummer, Larry Bright, Steve Arnheiser. Thank you, Steve, for being out here tonight, Steve and Frank. So many great musicians. I could go on and on. We're going to send this all out to you guys for being here, because it's wonderful. And all of you, this is everybody included, because I hope all of you at least once get to, for all you musicians, I hope you get to stand up on stage and look down at a wonderful crowd smiling up at you. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. It really is. It really is. It's a wonderful thing to know that we get to travel the world playing music, you know. And I believe it does make the world a better place. I think we should get all the world leaders, teach them an instrument, and just make a big band. I think that'd be a wonderful thing. So maybe that's up to us tonight, okay? All right, so whatever you do, we got to go to the next town. But y'all, when we leave, y'all make sure you keep smiling, okay? Keep those smiles going. And until we see you next time, we're going to miss you.
Thank you.